Welcome to the Aliana Nita podcast, the podcast created to inform, challenge, and empower you. Now let's get down to business. Host Aileon, and I'm so excited to be bringing you this year's first podcast. First of all, happy New Year's from me. I know that we are well into the first quarter of the year, and I have yet to record a podcast at all this year, so this is the first one, but I wanted to say Happy New Year from me, and I want to thank you for tuning in this week for this podcast show. I am going to talk to you about the subject of privacy and secrecy. So this year, I made a decision that I would take a break from social media. I just decided, hey, let's just hop off and do some inner work and just focus on some goals and some things that I had been wanting to get done for a very long time, but I was always very distracted. And I found myself spending a lot of energy comparing myself to what I saw on social media and what I saw my friends doing and what I thought my family was doing or whatever. And it would distract me from actually getting what I needed to get done. So I said, you know what? I am just going to break away and not even allow myself to become inundated with so many images and so many things and so much advertisement coming at me and, you know, just being endowed with all of the social media. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to hop off for a year and just see what happens. And I don't know, you know, I'm saying a year, but I don't even know how long I'm going to be off of social media, but I just wanted to just give myself the mental clarity and give myself an emotional break to just step away and just clear my mind and work on me. And it's February, the end of February, and it has been so rewarding for me to just be to myself and not know everything, not see everything, but just kind of work on me and just do my thing. So it's just been so rewarding. And I want to say that this podcast is not to convince you to get off of social media. If social media is your thing, do it. I'm just telling you the benefits and what I've been learning since I've been off of social media so far. And so this is not to tell you, hey, you need to be off social media with me. No, do your thing. Do whatever makes you feel comfortable. But I just wanted to present some information to you. You know, we live in this society where oversharing is so normal. Some people wake up and they post their every waking move. And, you know, as I said, this year, I made a decision that I was going to step away to deepen my relationships, to focus on my goals, to track my progress, to see where I am in my life. And I wanted to do that without distraction and without comparison. I remember I was on social media and I was admiring someone's relationship with their mom. And when I seen that person in person, I went to compliment them on their relationship with their mother. And she was like, you know, me and my mom are not really that close. Like, you know, she's pretty mean to me and we're working through the logistics of our relationship. And you would have never been able to see that via social media, like the post that she makes about her mom. It makes it seem like they have the best relationship in the world. And what that taught me was never compare yourself, because it was that their relationship is nothing more than a good social media post. It's a beautiful caption post or picture, a well captioned picture that makes you believe the narrative that the person wants you to believe. So I had to learn that it's foolish to compare yourself. I love observing people that I'm intrigued with and that inspires me. I learn so much from just watching people. And that I'm a visual learner, so I learn a lot by watching people. And what I notice is that the people that really inspire me, that really encourage me to go after my dreams and goals, are the people that spend the least amount of time on social media. they're so busy making their dreams and goals come to pass that they typically move in silence, or at least what we think is silence, because they're not posting their every move. You know, they're pretty much making their business happen, and they make decisions. And when they're making their decisions and adjustments, they remove all distractions from them. And so by watching them, I learned the difference between privacy and secrecy and why they're both important. Sometimes we get so excited about a goal or a project that we can't help but to share it with everyone. Most of the time we share before we make any progress. And we've gotten to a culture where we celebrate participation but never celebrate completion, because most people are not completing the goals that they started out setting. And we've all seen it before, where someone is excited about a new relationship and before you even know it, it's over. Now they have to go through their whole entire social media feed and delete every post and picture and explain to everybody why that relationship didn't work. Could you imagine having a hard and nasty breakup, and because you made it so public that you have to explain to everybody that comes to you like, oh, how's you and your boyfriend doing? Or how are you and your girlfriend are doing? And now you have to tell them, we broke up. Like, could you imagine trying to heal through that? Like, it is so crazy how people feel so connected to you, even though they've never met you before. They only know you through your social media posts, but they feel like they're your family, they're your friend, and nobody is actually making real interactions. And I remember I was watching this show. It was an interview that Oprah had did, and she was talking about one of her most memorable shows. And she had the show where she came out and she was pulling a wagon full of animal fat. And the animal fat represented the amount of weight that she lost. Oprah strutted across the stage. And I remember seeing this show. She strutted across the stage. And I think she had on like a size 8 or something like that guest jeans. I mean, she was like snatched, right? And everybody in the audience was astonished, like, oh my gosh, look at Oprah. She lost all this weight. She looks amazing. And not long after that episode, Oprah gained the weight back. She started to pick up the weight. And Oprah even stated that that was something that she regretted her entire career. We're talking about the big O, billionaire Oprah, regret that moment in her career because she spent the rest of her career being judged and questioned for her weight, all because she made it a public thing. And I noticed that, like, even with relationships, you could be broken up with somebody for years, and if you post every single relationship that you're in, people question your sanity. They question your ability to reason or make good decisions for yourself because everybody is invited into your life. And Oprah did this show back in the, I want to say, like, late 80s, early 90s. And to this day, we're well into the millennium and people are still questioning her about her weight, and Oprah's in her 60s. It goes to show you that when we allow people to come into our space, they become intrusive and they feel like they even have the right to tell you what to do with your body and your space. So that was a good lesson learned from Oprah, and that's a good lesson learned from me. Sometimes it's good to just have quiet victories. Everyone isn't meant to share your victories and sharing your happiness, because everybody is not genuinely happy for you. I believe that there is a time and a place of when and what to share. You know, people may be married, but you may not know about the vacation that they went on. People may be noticing that you lost weight, but they don't need a gym selfie every time you go to the gym. If you're selling a product, sell whatever you offer, but don't sell your life. So I'm going to give you a couple of definitions on what secrecy and privacy is. And I believe you can guard your life by using these two things. So secrecy is defined as done, made, or conducted without the knowledge of others. Secrecy is important when you want to protect something that is sensitive and vulnerable. Here's a good example. Beyonce is one of the most popular artists ever. Without warning, marketing, or hints, she managed to pull off a surprise album with visual art for every song without anyone ever knowing, except for the people that needed to know. According to Apple, this is an Apple statistic, that album had over 800,000 streams in less than 3 days. That album sealed her iconic status. She managed to pull off, I can't remember how many songs was in that particular album, but I believe it was somewhere around 14. But Beyonce managed to pull off a secret album and on top of that artwork to or videos to go with it, which is insane because most people can't do that with a smaller project, like with just one single. So she managed to come out with this iconic album, and it like blew everybody out of the water, and she kept it secret. Privacy is defined as the state of being free from unwanted or undue intrusion or disturbance in one's private life or affairs. Freedom to be let alone. Privacy is important when you want to protect something important or someone important or something special, but you want accountability or protection. So let me give you an analogy between the two. Say if you're sitting at a table with, you're at a restaurant with your friends and you have to go to the washroom. You may tell your friends, hey, I need to step away. Excuse me. I need to go to the washroom. They know that you're going to the washroom, but they're not going in the actual stall with you. So privacy means, you know where I am, you know what I'm doing, but you're not necessarily seeing what I'm doing. So that's where secrecy comes in, where you actually go into the stall, close the door, and do whatever you need to do. So no one knows what you're doing in that washroom. So that's the way I like to like think of it, is like, I let people know where I'm going so I could be safe, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do in a private manner. But when I go into the actual stall, no one can see what I'm doing. So that's my secrecy. So I tend to believe that ideas in their infancy are their most vulnerable. I believe the same thing about relationships. And one of the ways you protect your ideas, your projects, your relationships is by keeping them private and even secret until the right time. And I just jotted down 5 benefits of secrecy and privacy that I just really wanted to land here in this podcast. So the first one is, statistics shows that relationships last longer and they are more healthier when they're kept private. Long lasting and healthy relationships can be formed when they don't have the social pressure of perfection. When you don't have to post the perfect selfie or go to the hottest spots to have a good time, you can enjoy the ambiance of the company that you share. Number 2, people that understand how to use secrecy and privacy have less debt. Statistics also show that people who are highly active on social media have higher balances of debt. People tend to spend more money and live outside of their budgets to compete with what they see others have. When you run your own race and tend to your own business, you can have the life according to your means and your standards. Number 3, people who live their lives privately are healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. Statistics shows that people who spend less time on social media live active lives, spend more time reading to develop their minds, they have a higher IQ, and they can hold better conversations, and they can recognize habits, traits, and dysfunctions because they have more time to pay attention to themselves. Number 4, people that understand privacy are more respectful and empathetic towards others, meaning they understand the human condition because they understand that they're a human too. And finally, my 5th point is, people that understand privacy and secrecy have higher self-esteem because they know their weaknesses, they know their strengths, and they know how to adjust with it. I'm not suggesting that you live your life in private or in secrecy without accountability friends, and family. But I am suggesting that you should consider what you share before you share it. Remember that your public life will ultimately affect your private life, and that everyone does not have your best interest in mind before you open yourself up to public criticism, opinion, and judgment. Consider what you decide to share. Give yourselves breaks from social media when necessary. Work on building meaningful and authentic relationships in real life. I cannot stress how important it is to focus on your real life and not a social media based life. I'm not trying to convince you to get off social media, but I am trying to convince you to use social media with caution. Know your limits, know when you've reached too much, and also to pay attention to yourself. Your best investment you can make is in yourself. And if you're constantly investing yourself into comparing yourself to someone else or what you see on social media, statistics shows that you're going to live an extremely unhealthy and unhappy life. And that's not what I want for you. And I hope that's not what you want for yourself. So enjoy your social media, but know how to use it. So guys, I would like to thank you so much for joining me for this week's podcast. I am excited to be bringing you new and relevant information. And before I hop out, I have a really good interview that one of my favorite authors, Simon Sinek, did about 3 or 4 years ago. It's called The Millennium Question. I am going to link it in my show description. So all you have to do is click on the podcast and you'll see the recommended resource. Also, although I am off of social media for a while, if you want to follow me, you can at Eliana Nita on all of the platforms. And also, if you want to email me, you can at elianaanitashow@gmail.com. And until next time, be blessed and stay relevant.